T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you're going to hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us at the home. The Facebook.
The Facebook.
At the Home Team 1512.
We've been getting a lot of people coming on the Facebook.
I know. That thing's going to take off. I can just tell you.
You should
look at buying stock in that.
The Facebook?
Yeah.
You think
the
so?
Facebook.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Home
the
team.
Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. The Facebook.
And of course, our special guest, Mary Miner. Mary, you know, we were chatting last week, I think it was, as Tom Brady was establishing himself as the greatest of all time.
Who's Tom Brady?
You know, and so he's a childhood idol.
I'm just kidding.
Mary, and so we were like, you need to come on and talk and profess your love for the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Well, didn't you love that at the last, 8 seconds of the second half, they could have kicked on the fourth down, and he went over and talked to the coach, and ironically, he went back out and threw a touchdown.
Well, you know, the
that ended up being the difference in the game.
It's a difference.
And we talk about this. So the cool thing is, I was rooting for him to go to the Dallas Cowboys because I think any team he went to, he could have won. But the Dallas Cowboys maybe not. Because
I don't think he would have won at the Cowboys.
The coach of Tampa Bay even said, "I let him coach. Like, he coaches himself. He knows what he's doing. He calls his own plays a lot of times. So the guy is a phenomenal football genius." Mm-hmm. And it has been proven. He didn't have to win the Super Bowl for me. I think he's going to. It's going to be a tight game, but he didn't have to win.
It's going to be a fun game.
The Chiefs are a tough team.
It's all going to be ego. We're all going into quarterback ego now.
It's hard.
And
it's
the
hard.
Young one has an ego. So we're going to see if Mahone can pull it off because he gets a little... hyper.
Yeah. So you were a Brady
fan.
Can you hear
the excitement in Mary's voice?
I could hear it. Well, I hear this. Yeah. I hear this. I told you so in her voice.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of I told you so in it.
I was like, we were talking about this 6 months ago, and you're like, Brady's gonna win again.
I was on your side, and the thing is, you were a Brady fan before it was cool.
When I lived in Massachusetts, actually started.
So, and I say, you know, there's a lot of fans out there for Brady, obviously, but he was not liked a lot because they won all the time. He's maybe it's the Patriots, maybe it's him, but, or maybe it's, guilty by association. But, the story that goes on right now is that he didn't get paid much when he was there, and he forwent his high salary so he could have good players around him. So the story has evolved. Everyone's kind of learned who he is. I jumped on the bandwagon. I'm a humongous Brady fan. I'm rooting for him on Sunday.
Well, I mean, think about it. How many people like success?
Well, it's
if
a
you
fun
really
story.
Think about it, and
it's
they're knocking
story.
Someone down because he is very successful.
Oh.
And now he's proved it because they all thought it was the team or the coach.
Yeah.
It's there's, the quarterback.
Yeah, that was we were talking about that during the offseason. The pandemic took away from that amazing, can you imagine if we didn't have the pandemic, it would have been all about Brady and Belichick and the Patriots and it was just kind of an afterthought. And that was the sad thing about that, we didn't get to enjoy that offseason, because, that's all we do in the offseason is just make up stuff.
Go ahead.
Look at how short the season was and what he's done with a short season without having the practice that they were used to having and how to pull a team together that I haven't ever played with.
Yeah, and the first couple weeks, it was because he didn't have the preseason and all that. It was very rough for him. And then he just started to just grind away and grind away. And, you know, and again, I didn't like him. It's not that I didn't like him. It's just that I was like, Tom's winning it again. That's kind of all, you know. But it's funny is that once he was separated from the Patriots, I could look at him differently. So I don't like the Patriots is what it is.
And the cool thing about him is he's actually a pretty cool guy. We made it against him and Belichick, you know, the fans did. And he did he reached out and made a big report that, you know, Belichick was a tremendous support and mentor and getting where he needed to and kind of qualm that, saying Belichick is awesome. We're awesome separately. Yeah. So I thought that was very, very awesome of him. Yeah.
I think it is. And I think this Sunday is going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a quarterback game.
So are you going for the Chiefs?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Casey.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
No, but I really think it's going to be between the quarterbacks and how the offense really works. I mean, both of them have good defense. So I think it's really going to be down to what the quarterbacks can do. Well, and if anybody gets an ego in the way, because that will be.
I think at this point, it's all going to be mistakes. Whoever makes the most mistakes.
Or the least,
right? Well, whoever makes the most mistakes, you know, that's what's going to change this game because they both have solid defenses. They both have solid offenses. It's going to come down to whoever throws an interception, I think.
And when he was playing against the Saints, he didn't play amazing. Mm-hmm. But when it was time, he
figures it out. That's
4 seconds left in the first half. He hits a guy dead stride, you know. And so being good at the most important moment is more important than just being above average all the time.
He's always done better under pressure.
Yeah.
Even said, you know, I was watching a report the other day, ESPN, that he said our team's still ascending in our talent, that we've been growing all year long, and we've watched that.
Yeah.
It started off there, and they started learning each other's teammates. And he said last week's practice, we're ascending still. We're even a better team than we were last week. So that's his statement coming into the Super Bowl. I can't wait.
And it is a tough year. I mean, they lose some because of the pandemic or them, you know, testing positive or whatever. So, I mean, it's been tough for all these teams. And so I will give both of them, Casey and, Tampa, the credit that they've been able to keep this all in tow for a Super Bowl because everybody's been affected.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that's going to be affected, I know it's not sports related, but it is Super Bowl related, is Budweiser is not going to be doing their commercial this year.
Oh, that actually hurts.
I know, doesn't it? Is that right? You always look forward to their... I know.
A little tear just rolled down my eye.
Shock in your faces.
No, they're all putting the money towards the pandemic.
Pandemic COVID stuff. So I'll be interested to see who we have on the... They left some spots for some unknowns. So we'll see what that looks like. But I always look forward to the Budweiser commercial. So this year, they will not be part of it.
The show last night, I just was zooming through on the TV, but they were doing all the past commercials.
Oh, they're great.
The Super Bowl. And I think that was only because we got to show them something.
Right.
Because we're not going to have much.
Well, yeah, I think the commercials entertains everyone who's at the party because some people don't like football.
And honestly, that's part of like the day after is that
talking about
which commercial was the one? What was your favorite commercial and stuff like that? And, remember the monkey baby?
Oh, well, yes.
The monkey puppy baby?
Yes.
Baby monkey puppy?
Most people are going to be sitting at home watching this time. Yeah. This is not going to be those big Super Bowl parties that people used to have, and it's going to be different for everybody.
Yes.
People actually have to watch the game or not watch the game is what it's really going to be.
And what's attendance going to be like? I haven't looked at all that. Attendance? Who's the performer? I don't know.
It appears that the attendance is going to be next to nothing. So boxes only is for my
Can you imagine how expensive those tickets are? Yes. They're usually expensive. They're probably in the tens of
thousands. Oh, yeah. They're usually like $2,000. But most of the time, it's corporations that do it because it's so expensive. And there's very few real fans there. So this time, it's supposedly just the boxes. And that's one of the things, too. We should just say, hey, if you are having a big party and stuff like that, you know, you can do that responsibly. Keep your distance, wear your mask when you're indoors, you know, clean your hands, wash your hands and stuff like that. Enjoy it because you can do all of this because I've gone through all of this and I haven't really not done anything. And so, I just want to make sure everybody understands.
I'm going to jab in real quick. Weekend is the performer.
weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions about anything we've said, according to the greatest player on the earth, Tom Brady, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And we'll see you in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, Wyatt, they can reach you on the Facebook.
Or you on the Facebook.
And that's The Home Team 512. And of course, we have our special guest star, Mary Miner, here today. And we are in her field of expertise, which is real estate.
Real estate.
Yes.
You've been doing this for a couple years.
About 20 now.
Just 20. You might stick with it, huh?
Yeah. But yes. I've never seen this market.
It's crazy.
Never seen
so
this
ever,
market.
I mean, in 20 years, you've never seen a market like this.
Never.
Have
to
you
the
heard
point
of one?
That a buyer can't buy a house. I mean, this is just insane.
Yes. And we shared stories last week. Over the weekend, $350,000 house, 2,500 square feet, Wells Branch. $170,000 over asking price, 96 offers.
96 offers.
I know one of my agents just did private showings because she didn't want that craziness. Had 25 private showings and $102,000 over.
Yeah. That's and there was somebody posted a picture of an open house. They were six feet apart all the way around the block. I mean, there was like 100 people wanting to see a house. It would.
What are you doing in this market?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing about this market, and it's a challenge because you really want listings, but then the question to the person that's selling is, where do I go?
Right.
Because mm-hmm. they don't know where they're going. So you really have to look at who's really ready to downsize or, you know, take that opportunity to put cash in their pocket. I'm sorry. We talked about, you know, the forbearance and the issues that can happen with the forbearance.
Sure.
There's so many opportunities. Working with, Security National, they have opportunities to refinance. There's the payment plans. There's all these different ideas they could do if they get in that problem. Or they can just put cash in their pocket and figure out what they're going to do in a year. Because it's going to calm down. It's got to calm down.
Let's rewind to the forbearance. And obviously, I think people have figured it out that if I'm in trouble or going into bankruptcy, I can sell my house for a lot right now.
A lot.
And we don't have a camping ban right now, so you can sell your house and live underneath the bridge if you
like. And the tents are not that expensive. And there's some nice ones.
And you can get some solar panels, I've seen.
But
and
just
you
can so
put
you know,
TV,
that's
you can put
going
phone.
Back on the voting in May. So the camping ban will be over after the vote in
but
May.
But you can do that for 6 months until you find a house.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's options.
Or RV it or get in a really nice apartment for a year.
And that's the truth, right?
I'm just saying. You know, you can put cash in your pocket.
$170,000 worth.
That's if you're asking. That's over asking. We're not even talking about the equity you already built up.
Yeah, you don't know what the equity is.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. On top of it, I'll live in an apartment for a year. Thank you very much. So now there's a lot of people out there that are going to be wanting to sell their houses. How do they get a hold of you?
They could always contact me at Next Stage Realty, 512-418-9999.
Sorry about that. So one more time, 512-418-9999. Okay, and the thing is right now, it is very important. We just talked about 96 offers. It's very important to have a experienced realtor, and why?
I think even you need a realtor working with builders. And the reason I'm saying that is this market is crazy. I don't know if everybody knows that, like, for instance, builder reps are not licensed, so they can do whatever they want. And you really need that licensed realtor, if you're working for a buyer, to actually understand the process. Also, get them pre-qualified and ready to go. Because when you have 100 people looking at a house, they have to know what's going on.
Right.
They have to know, do they have the extra? People are waiving the appraisals.
Wow.
They're waiving appraisals.
That's crazy.
So, you know, everybody, you know.
Free leasebacks. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things to compete.
There's one that they'll sell and they'll lease back for a year.
For free.
They'll go into a lease.
For free. Or they'll go into a lease?
Well, they'll go into a lease for a year.
Why not?
And so an investor, because that's where our money's, that's where they're coming right now.
That's right.
It's coming from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go ahead and buy the house, keep the owner in the house as a tenant for a year.
So those are the options as well.
Absolutely.
And so you could say, you at this market, if somebody wanted to sell and look, you could possibly keep them in the house for a year.
Absolutely, they'll do that. I mean, that's where the money's coming from. Like, money's coming from out of state right now.
Yeah.
And as a first-time home buyer, we just have to educate them. This is not normal. We'll get through it, but we've got to get them prepared.
And Troy was talking about going outside of Austin to do it, and I have a story after you talk.
Yeah,
about
you know, it's just the younger ones, they want to be close to downtown, and I'm like, that's just not where you're at
right.
in life. You know, downtown is for the more affluent people right now.
If you have $1 million, go for it.
Yeah, you know, and so owning a home is more important to me than renting in any market, because just no matter what, you're always, even when the market kind of gets soft, you're still building equity because you're paying it down and the market's going to come back. 2008 proved that no matter what happens in this country, your real estate will come back. And, you know, so moving, you know, I have some people moving out to Smithville, Bastrop, you know, other side of Kyle, Lago Vista,
Lockhart.
Those are all great areas right now. The homes are still very affordable. You have to think, and the difference of driving is a whole lot less than what you're going to be spending on, you know, the house payment. Because if you get a house for $160,000 in Lockhart and you spend an extra $400 a month in driving, that's a whole lot less than paying $450,000 for a house that appraised at $350,000.
Now, that being said, that market is seeing it. In fact, Luling, which is another 15 minutes outside of Lockhart, Lockhart probably puts you about 35 minutes from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad drive. Luling, I was checking fence lines at the ranch, and there was 10 cars going up this old dirt road that someone had opened up three lots on. And they were from Austin going, what do you know about these lots? And that just, it's all the way out in Luling right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they have to be because, you know, for the average to below average first time, you know, second time buyer getting into this market, they don't have the capital to get into this market. They just don't.
Well, who usually does have $170,000?
Apparently a lot of people.
And we're even asking for verification of cash. But the other thing is you can go north to Killeen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can go to Killeen, Belton,
and that's
Temple.
A booming. And they're booming.
Salado. Yeah, those are great areas.
Yeah, there's great areas. I mean, Killeen stays steady because of the military and stuff. They haven't had the real up and down that the rest of us have had. So you can get there. The challenge is a lot of first-time home buyers want to get closing costs. That's not happening unless you get to the outskirts.
Right.
Because no one's going to pay closing costs when the person behind you is going to pay overlist.
Yeah, overlist. Yeah. And
that's the other thing, too. You know, I mean, the big thing was, hey, here's a list of repairs. You know, that's almost insulting at this point if you ask for repairs. No, the sign says as is. And it meant as is, you know.
So then you might go in there and have some foundation issues and things like that.
You just back out at that point if you can't afford it, you know. But I'm just saying. But
if you put $170,000 down, I think you can.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing, too. We talked about that. People may be draining their entire life savings because their only chance is to buy a home is with cash. And so we can do the delayed financing. You don't have to wait 6 months. You can get your cash back up to 80%, all that sort of stuff. So,
that's a brilliant idea, by the way.
You know, so you can go take all your money out of the 401k because if you put it back within 180 days, they don't give you a penalty.
Didn't know.
So you can take it all out, go buy your house, refinance it. We give it all back to you, and you go put it back right back in, save yourself some money.
So, Mary, real quick, you're talking about some of these outskirts places, and you're familiar with them. So people need to probably call you if that's what they're wanting to do. Basically, make money on their house and be 30 minutes outside of Austin, and then come back into the market when it slows down a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I have over 35 agents with the brokerage, and we're all over the state. But yeah, we have people that know the outskirts. I've been very well versed in the outskirts, and you have to be willing to drive. I mean, they aren't going to get in Austin. They're even Round Rock and Pflugerville are tough right now.
You can, so, but you're going to be competing.
You can, but you're going to be competing because people are looking for certain areas.
So how do they get a hold of you again?
Mary Miner, 512-418-9999.
That's awesome. She is one of the best out there. She knows her stuff. Negotiation is something that she has been well versed in. She teaches about that stuff. I would highly recommend giving her a call.
Absolutely. And one of the things, too, that I think that people just need to understand is that the median sales price in Austin area now is $370,000. And first of all, we're kind of like, well, that didn't sound like much. It was like $315,000 a year ago. I mean, that's a huge jump. It's 15% in 1 year.
I wonder what Awesome Proper is.
Yeah.
These are just our current numbers. This isn't from last week or the week before. It's changing so rapidly. Yeah. It's hard to actually keep a pulse on it.
And I just looked, and there's only 1,842 listings as of today. And of those, 345 are new builds.
Yeah.
So we're talking at less than 1,500 houses. Now let's equate this. 12,000 real estate agents, 1,500 houses.
Wow.
Why you need to get with an agent that understands what's going on. Because that really, what is that? How many agents per house?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
And I feel sorry for that industry in that state. Because, you know, but that being said, that's where your professionals are going to come shine through.
Absolutely. And that's the other part too, because you got to think in December there was about 3,600 homes sold. And if there's 1,500 on the market, that means there's less than 15 days of inventory.
Yeah, there's 2,500 pending right now.
Yeah.
So you're still taking buyers though. You'll guide them on what they need to do. It's not a lost cause. There are answers.
Yeah. I don't want
and there are ways you can do this. And if you want to go that route, you're going to help them that route. If they want to try to get into that mix, you're going to help them do that. You're not steering them away from that. But you have some other solutions as well. If they want to list their house, they need to list it with you. And what
they need to list with us, or at least talk to us and find out what is the right answer for them. It may be refinancing. It may be different things. But they have to not just put their head in the sand and not do anything.
Okay.
Yes, we can work with buyers. Yes, we can work with sellers. We try to educate them too, so they're not in tears when they are in multiple offers. So they understand what the process is right now. Because we used to be able to go to new home builders.
Yep.
You can't even go to new home builders now. So we have to educate the buyers and the sellers.
We're about to get out of here for the next segment, but what's your phone number real quickly?
512-418-9999.
Awesome.
That's like the easiest number in the world for me to remember.
418-9999.
It's like less than 100 twice. It's just great. And please don't misunderstand. It's a great opportunity. You know, real estate is the one single thing that is always going to take care of itself as long as you're in a generally right area, which would be Austin area. You get in the game. No matter how painful it is, get in the game. And you've been listening to Troy and White, and of course, our special guest, Mary Miner, with the home team. If you have any questions about anything we've said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And you can reach White on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is the Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
The news cycle changes often. Turn us on throughout the day to keep up.
They keep me connected.
You're on Austin's Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, and believe me, you might, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, Wyatt is available at the Facebook.
And Troy as well at the Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And of course, we are our special superstar guest star, Mary Miner, here today. And you know, we just kind of finished talking about real estate and to be honest, kind of the scary things that's going on in Austin. It's so funny that it's such a scary thing because it's so amazing, you know? Most of the people, 37% in the greater Austin area in December were cash purchases.
37%. I want to know where all those buyers are from, though.
Right. That's really what I'm saying. 37% were cash purchases. So if you're in there and you're going and you've been saving and you've got your 5% and you've got some excess money, so you're going to put a little over and all that, you can't compete against the cash harbor. You just can't. And so there's a lot of places that are offering, I can't think of the names, but where they'll buy it for cash for you and then charge you a 3 or 4% fee and sell it to you and let you refinance and stuff like that. So there's people with money making money on people with money, sort of thing. That's one option. And it's almost, to me, it's better than not doing it.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I'm already paying $75,000 over. What's another 3% at this point? You know, I'm in the house. But you know, one of the options that we have, and we talked about a little bit, is it's called delayed financing. And so you go in and purchase a home with cash. Traditionally, to refinance that, it's called a cash out loan. Even though you never had a lien on, it's still a cash out. It's Texas law. You have to own the property for 6 months before you can do a cash out on in Texas law.
And now that
for
has,
primary,
then that has to be 100% cash purchase. It can't be
right. No liens on the property at all.
You can't take a loan then pay cash over and then get a delayed financing.
If you can, if you don't put it on the property, if you don't put a lien on the property, so okay. The house must be you can do gifts or other where you get the cash. But you can do that. And so one of the things is a lot of people have been in the stock market, been saving the 401k, so they've got really nice, healthy 401k's retirement. Well, they're pulling their money out of these 401k's to buy these homes. And anything over that down payment of a loan, they have to pay a penalty on and things like that. So one of the things you can do with that is that you can take the money out, purchase it, and then we'll do a refinance, get you 80% of that purchase price back and put that back in your 401k so you avoid the penalties and stuff like that. That is an excellent option. And it gives that kind of above average person a shot at buying a home in this market.
So now if it's a below appraised value and they pay $150,000 over, they can still put the entire amount in there?
You know, I haven't had to do one-on-one that was that far out.
Okay.
And
so that's a different animal, yeah, right?
And so after 30 days, though, the house is sale. It's in the MLS. So after about 30 days, that sale becomes part of that neighborhood.
Right.
So it appreciates the neighborhood. So
hopefully the appraisal will come.
Yes. I haven't had an issue with the appraisal on the
$20,000 is not going to be a tough one.
Right.
170 might.
Yeah, 200. I mean, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just something that I think people need to understand. There's other options out there, but the first thing you got to do is you got to reach out at 512-418-9999 and get with Mary.
Right.
I see. Look at me.
And
get with Mary and find the house. You know, reach out to us, you know, at loansfromtroy.com. We'll get you qualified on that. So you know that once you do find the house, you know how much you can borrow against it. So that, you know, and then go find it. But,
okay.
You know, it's there. And this is one of those things that I've always told people is that if it was easy, there's no real reason to do it. You know, there's no huge, you know, so that's why, you know, the harder things get, the more important they become, in my opinion.
Right.
And so that's where I think we're at now with the home buying, you know, because, you know, we've talked about it. Colton and, you know, his girl, they just made 4 offers, got beat up and said, they're out. They're going to rent again.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go through that and it's not a necessity.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should, but I'd probably bow out too. Like, yeah. I'll wait.
I just remember I was in late 20s, 27, and I sold my first house that I'd bought when I was like 26, and I made like $35,000. And I mean, I'd never seen $35,000 at one time in my life. You know, this was in the 90s. And so I realized how important that home, because then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm out of that stupid debt from college and stuff. It's all gone. I got money for a down payment. No, you know, so the rates get better. And so my life changed after I sold my first house. And then, you know, that's when I started really trying to understand money. And so I want to give that opportunity to as many people as I can.
I like it.
And I think it's really important that they do not stop looking. We just have to educate them on this process. And we don't know how long this process is going to last. We don't know if this is just a surge for the next 6 months or what. I mean, it's been about, what, 6 months now?
Yeah,
So
I think.
And I've never seen this.
Yep.
Never. But let's prep. Let's get ready. Let's get educated so they know what they need to do.
And they need to pre-qual, first of all. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. If you're not pre-qualing, then you're not going to get a house no matter if you have the money.
At this point, my opinion is a pre-approval. Let's send you through underwriting. Pre-qualification from somebody like me is very good because, you know, there's lots of people like myself that have been out there a long time. We know what works and doesn't work. But, you know, it's a pre-qualification is only good as the loan officer. A pre-approval means it's been underwritten and the only thing that's in question is the house.
If you're going to go look for a house, you have to have a pre-approval.
Yes.
Everyone
not
else.
Pre-qualification, a pre-approval.
You're not even going to make it to the list of people that are being considered if that's not done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I had some people that work with us and, you know, they got pre-approved. And so, you know, and the listing agent called and I said, no, they've been through underwriting. Underwriters looked at them. They've looked at all their income. The only question is the house that they're buying. And they won the offer.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was really nice.
Yeah. Because they don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and right now it's also relationships. And I shouldn't say this, but you tend to get an offer accepted because the other agent knows you.
Right.
Or they know your reputation. Or they know who you are. Because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of us out there. And it's all building that relationship with other agents. They look at how smooth the deal's going to be, who's educated on the deal, and they're going to look at different things.
Are you going to beat them up, you know, when they get their inspection back and all that good stuff? And how you're going to work through that process and the type of clientele that you work with. So,
and, you know, yes, it might not be the highest, but then they sit back and go, is it smoother? And I can't, you know, all of us look at that. We all look at what agents are out there, what agents are doing the deals, and it's all building on relationships. And that's what's really important.
You know, that's in everything in life. You know?
That is right.
You know, it's like when a loan officer submits a package to a processor and it's a loan officer that does a bad job, the processor's like, ugh. Processor submits a package to the underwriter and the underwriter knows that processor's not didn't do a very good job. There's this angst, you know? And so that's with everything. And so it is experience and reputation is very important in any business.
And quick question. I've been curious about this and you'll know. What do you do with 96 offers? You have to go through each one of those offers because you need to present all of those offers to your client, I guess, by law or by license, right?
Well, yeah, legally we have to present all our offers unless our sellers say anything under a certain price, don't.
Okay.
But it's a, you know, we all have to give them net sheets and what the closing date is and what our estimated.
For each of those.
Each one.
Oh, wow.
You need a team.
So now it has changed a lot, and a lot of the agents are getting permission from their sellers to say the highest price. So now you can go in and you can look at a house, and they'll look right at you and say, our highest price now is $300,000.
Yeah.
And they will throw that out there, but you have to get permission from the seller. An agent can't offer that without permission. But they're doing that so that the seller doesn't have to look at 96 offers.
Because they don't want to look at it either. So, and how do people get a hold of you again?
512-418-9999.
You know, and the number one question I'm getting right now is, how long is this going to last? And
I wish I knew.
Yeah, you know.
Well, the businesses keep on coming in. You know, you have, you know, Oracle announcing there's some other larger, not big name, but Fortune 500 companies that are data type companies that are coming to Austin, you know, that we don't necessarily go in, but they help other companies. Mm-hmm. We have lots of people coming in. They're not stopping. Right. So
Samsung just announced their new plant, their new facility right next to their other one.
I don't see it. Yeah. I don't see it happening very soon.
You know, like 2 years ago, somebody asked me Hutto, and I was like, you know, I think Hutto's kind of maxed out, you know, like 2 years ago. And I'm like, and so now, I mean, it's like 30% more, you know, so I'm glad nobody listened to me because I'm glad I went in real estate 2 years ago.
And builders are offering $200,000 more for the lots now.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of them are on. We just had a call yesterday. He's number one in position, but there's five in that group, and he has to come back and offer his highest price for the lot.
Just for the lot.
Just for the lot. And then whoever hires the highest price gets that lot.
Oh, that's insane. Yeah. It's crazy market.
Yeah. And
never seen before.
I've come to the realization that we are no longer the Austin I grew up in.
No.
And that we are San Francisco 10, maybe 15 years ago. That's where we're moving to. We're moving to the average Austin proper of, you know, $900 to $1 million sales price. That's where we're moving to.
Well,
and that's who we're going to be in a few years.
I agree. And one thing I disagree with is that we have a lot more land than San Francisco does. So they're locked in. They can't really build anymore.
True.
So those houses keep on going up. There's not an option to build more. We have an option to build more.
Well,
I mean, Hutto has a lot more land, and in between Gerald and Georgetown, there's a lot more land.
Depends on the city.
Yeah.
I mean, Cedar Park's landlocked. Leander still has room. Liberty Hill still has room.
You are going to see a lot of new builders, a lot more new developments going up quickly. So
yes, and you know, but the thing is that at some point you can't drive in. I mean, and that's kind of what happens in, you know, LA and stuff. Everybody drives in it, but it's a 2-hour drive. So that's why I say we're San Francisco, maybe LA if you want to use more of the land examples.
LA would be
10, 15 years ago, and that's where we're going to be. And
it's very true.
You know, buying and selling right now is not a concern for me. That it would be a bad decision.
And, you know, you even think about on the east side of Georgetown, Weir, and all those areas, everybody says way out there. It's not going to be way out there.
There anymore. Yeah, that's right.
I laughed because before I even got into real estate, I was looking out in Hutto. And I can tell you, I went down 79, I turned left at the cow. I didn't even know the name of the street. I turned left at the cow, and we went down and found this land. And the only reason we didn't go that route was 9/11 happened.
Right.
But that now was just whoever bought it and bought it and bought it. Now it's just sold and it's going to be a development.
Well, and you infrastructures are going up and things, so we'll be fine. Austin is growing fast. We'll catch up.
Yep.
But call both either Troy or Barry if y'all want anything settled as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Don't be scared of the market because the market is we're just a new market.
That's it.
Yep, and you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White, and of course our special guest, Mary Miner. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You may call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, reach out on the Facebook. We'll see you in just a minute.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. Oh, and I forgot to say that this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And this is the fun part. And, of course, we have our special guest, Mary Miner. And this is the fun part, Mary. We get to just talk about college sports, and this is like the only reason I get out of bed, other than, you know, family and work, it's college sports. No other reason, you know. And Alabama is Alabama. They've had another number one recruiting class after they just had another amazing football season, and so we don't really need to talk about them, right?
Right. Well, yeah, not really. I mean, honestly, I'm just curious when they're going pro.
Yeah,
that's what I. When is it going to be a franchise team? Are they going to the AFC or the NFC? I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen, but it needs to happen so we can start. Other people can start sharing that limelight.
Yeah, they've become the New England Patriots of college to me.
Well, we have good news.
They've won a lot.
You know, Nick Saban is now the greatest or the most accomplished football coach in college history. You know, after this last.
And there, I would basically say you are going more to the coach because the players are only there so long.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's not the same thing. The player isn't there forever.
No. And, you know, you got to think with Coach Saban, I mean, his staff gets pilfered every year. I mean, people go in and take his coordinators.
Like the Longhorns?
The Longhorns. Hey, we took three coaches from his staff.
Oh, yeah, and $1 million special
Who's
teams
coach. The Longhorns?
Steve Sarkisian, the Shark.
The Shark.
Dun, dun, from dun, where? Dun.
From Alabama. He's
Alabama
offensive coordinator.
So yep. Hey, you know, good thing. I hope you have this on your calendar. Only 209 days until college football starts again.
I don't start counting to 199.
Okay.
199. Right?
So at 199, we'll do it. So it's 209 right now.
Yeah. 2 weeks, we'll start counting. Yeah. Yeah.
But you are a basketball fan. Are you a baseball fan as well?
Yes. I'm UT foot or athletics.
Athletics, but you'll watch those or
absolutely.
You just keep up to date with them.
You know, I like basketball a lot. I watch them more than baseball. I watch baseball. I watch volleyball. I even watch tennis now. I mean, it's so funny. You're one of the the ones that talk the most about the Longhorn Network curse and all that sort of stuff. I love it. I mean, I get, because now on Tuesday nights, I get to watch baseball. You know, I get to watch all the home volleyball teams. The tennis is on now, and they won national championship last year, so now they're showing tennis.
Oh, well, then, okay, we'll talk to the curse. So would you rather watch all those things or have a good football team?
Well, I'm going to have both.
No, well, I'm just saying it. Of course you do.
That was a long, dramatic pause. Yeah, it was. I'm like, wait, that's I'm not falling for that. I'm gonna have both.
I think that derailed the football team.
Yeah,
but it gave you weekends to watch tennis. So yeah.
Why does it derail the football game if they're not playing?
It's some Aggie logic.
So we won't go through it. But
it's so funny. You talk to your Aggie friends and you listen to them. It's like, wow, this is the mind of an Aggie.
So
speaking of Aggies, they did have a top 7 recruiting class in 2021. They had their best season ever. The first time they finished in the top 5 in any major sports in like almost 100 years.
Not
like
true.
The
not 100
1930s.
Years.
That's almost 100.
Okay. Well, that's not 100.
I said almost.
You said 100.
I said almost.
You retracted and said almost afterwards.
Yeah. And, you know, so they had their, 9-1 season? And,
yeah,
you know,
they did good.
And they beat Coach Brown, Mac Brown. So
yeah,
that, you know,
that was
so
solid.
They exercised a lot of demons in 2020 for them. And so I'm very proud of them in that aspect. They did just win a head-to-head with the Longhorns and for a running back. Basically,
did they really?
Yep, head-to-head. On signing day, he went with the Aggies. He's one of the top 10 running backs in the country.
But the Longhorns have one of the best running backs in all the
And we have
right
the
now.
Committed one from next year. So
they're still doing good.
Yeah. I mean, and really, all it was is that Steve had just gotten here from the SEC and he hadn't really got his bagmen set up yet.
Right.
So, you know, A&M's already got theirs already flowing, so that's why we lost him.
Oh, is that what it is? It's not because they're fourth in the nation and play for the SEC. Not that at all.
No, not that at all. No,
no.
It was all the back then. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's very exciting things that are happening with the Longhorns. I mean, the baseball program, people forget this, but last year the baseball program started like 10-0. I mean, they were going to be a top 5 team and one of the best seasons we've had in a long time. I mean, the team was really gelled and everything was going well. And then they shut it down with the COVID pandemic. So you've got a lot of kids that have just kind of been sitting around just burnt up about all the hard work they put in for last year. So I am very excited to see whether they took that and turned it into fuel or turned it into, you know, pity juice.
Well, I'm excited about the offense next year for the Longhorns. I mean, we had that the quarterback Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm. Casey Thompson.
And he killed it. He was...
You mean the record holder for the Alamo Bowl who only played 17 minutes?
That's what I'm saying is
I'm just checking.
I cannot wait to see that guy play.
Yeah.
And then with Bijan, I mean, we still haven't seen what he can do yet. I mean, with a team that's had some more practice and some, you know, to where they can actually become a team unit and what have you... I think that guy's obviously already Hall of Fame coming. I mean, he's tremendous. So I am actually really, really, really excited to see the Longhorns play next year. I think they have a really good opportunity to do some good stuff.
And I agree with you on the baseball. You know, they're probably itching right now to really start the season, and hopefully they can show us that they have gel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
But it's tough with this, you know, what's going on with the pandemic, because they haven't had the training or the practice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're only going to allow in like 900 fans. So
where's this at?
At the Dish
Falk field.
Baseball field.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they're like 900 fans. So it's, you know, but still it'll be on TV, so it's okay.
The Longhorn Network.
That's right.
Got a
channel 676 on your Dish Network, if you're wondering.
So we're advertising for them now.
Huh? Yeah, I'm getting this whole curse thing out of your mind.
It's not. It was a bad decision. It was a bad decision.
You know,
it cursed them for a couple years. You can't deny that.
This is one of those ones where we're going to agree to disagree.
Whether it was their fault, whether it was their fault or they weren't doing anything bad, but it ended up hurting them.
We'll just let, I'm just going to be straight up. I do not have any understanding of the mind of an Aggie. I can't figure out how they can get from A to B to Z. I have no clue. So compliment them, you know, do the little double
hand
whoop whoop.
Yeah,
and they're all excited.
And usually you start making fun of them when your team was ranked what? What were they ranked?
All I know is
what were they ranked? What were they ranked?
I know that the count is 78-33.
Number four.
78-33.
Number four in the nation.
Four national champions to none.
Okay. Well,
now I mean y'all did give yourselves a couple of conference titles,
but that was until four to none. But that was until the Longhorn Network.
Yes.
Now it's all changed.
Well,
we'll see.
The Shark is going to fix that.
We'll see.
Hey, and just so you know, we have so many Alabama coaches on our roster that the Aggies are cheering for us now.
That's probably so, though. That's probably so. They're a tough team to beat. Now, and I love the Longhorns, and I'm rooting for them. But it's going to be an exciting year next year, especially with two strong Texas teams coming back in.
You know, and up until now, I haven't really been – you know, I grew up Longhorns, the Aggie rivalry was just part of it, you know, the alternating years and all that. It's really exciting. That's the only time I've ever been to College Station was to go watch Texas play football there, sort of thing. And it's never been interesting to me to put them back together, you know,
because,
you know, we've had, you know, USC, Notre Dame, USC, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, all of those teams are on the deal now. So we'd have to get rid of those games to play the Aggies. But now, with, you know, Jimbo Fisher there, and there's a little bit, now all of a sudden it becomes a game I would be worth seeing.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, it's just because they couldn't compete till now. That's why.
Well, we don't know if we can compete now.
That's true.
I mean, we have not seen the
run. No, but it's stacking up to where it'll be an epic, yes. Epic game. Yeah,
I mean, because, you know,
I agree.
Who would you rather see? Would you rather see Alabama or A&M? You know, and when A&M was just average, you know, I'd rather go see Alabama.
Oh,
you know,
fair enough.
You know, yeah, Michigan,
right, no,
or an average A&M. Now all of a sudden, A&M's not average. They're above average. And well, so now all of a sudden it becomes like, hey, if we beat them, it's a big thing.
Well, they came out their first year just with Manziel. They did pretty dang good.
Yes,
they
10-2.
They weren't average then either.
No, but then, yeah. And then, you know.
Just saying. But then they started going downhill. I mean, yeah, I get it. New coach.
I mean, they've always stacked in every 15 to 20 year team. They've always done that. They've had an excellent season because they won the Big 12, what, 98?
Yeah.
We went to, you know, and then they had that, you know, some of they've always kind of, you know, done that.
Right.
But no, this is different. I mean, there's a roster there. There's a team.
Right.
And, you know, please, and don't tell any of my friends I'm saying this.
They're all going to hear it on Saturday.
But it's a good team. And the quarterback that's coming on, I mean, this kid was borderline a five-star king.
Yeah.
He's probably a better thrower than Mond ever could have been. So he, you know, how fast he can get him ready, I don't know. But Jimbo is known for developing quarterbacks. So the Aggies have a good, solid, you know, top five program for a while.
And you know what I'm hearing right now is Texas is back in football.
Yes.
The state of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're doing good as a group. We're retaining a lot of our players that were going outside to other universities like Alabama.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma,
yeah.
They're staying here with us because we have some good programs. So that's exciting.
Yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, between the two and lock it up, and then let's put this thing back on the schedule, and then it becomes a recruiting game and everything else, and it'd be fun then at that point. Well, I'm excited about that.
And
we play three games a year.
And to add to that, we're recruiting outside of Texas as well. So
absolutely.
That's
I mean, Bijan came from, what, you know, Arizona?
Arizona.
Yeah.
They're close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still outside. Yeah, you know, and it's funny, we were talking about him. And something I wanted to say earlier, I hadn't seen a running back at the University of Texas. We've had some good ones, Cedric Benson, Jamal Charles, but I hadn't seen a running back with that kind of shake since Ricky Williams. I mean, Ricky Williams is the only guy that's ever averaged double figures during a game.
Right.
Just period.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the Longhorn Nation is getting very excited about the possibility of a Heisman candidate with that. Because if you have a quarterback that can throw the deep ball, then all of a sudden that play action and then hand it, it changes everything. So
and don't count Thompson out. I think that guy has something,
I'm
too.
Telling you,
that might be a competition for Heisman there.
He was hitting some – he was throwing BBs at that game. So
I'm excited.
I am fired up about what the University of Texas has in front of them. And honestly, A&M's got a great year too, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was fun because we
209.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Because last year we messed with Aggie stuff like that, but now it's fun. Hey, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, and of course our special guest, Mary Miner. You can reach out to her at 512-418-9999, or you can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you next week.